What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Monday, November 6th, 2017. Yes, we're live again today. My apologies for Friday, but I woke up Friday morning. I was just, I could barely get out of bed. So, but I'm all over it. I'm back to my normal, healthy, obnoxious self here. And today's show is live, which doesn't sort out the mess about this ending of daylight savings time. Because in areas that don't go through that nonsense about daylight savings time, like Hawaii, Arizona, Alaska, Caribbean, other parts of the world, it means the radio show is now an hour later, and I'm getting all these emails saying, where are you? We miss you. And I'm saying, well, just be patient. We'll be up there. And so we only have to do this twice a year, go through all of this confusion. We have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Obviously, the big news, at least as far as the corporate media is concerned right now, is this mass shooting in Texas. Note that they do not call it an act of terrorism. It's a very simple rule. If it's a Muslim, it's an act of terrorism. It's a white guy, it's just a mass shooting. So there was this guy named Devin Kelly. He's not a Muslim. He's not in ISIS. Apparently, he was a fan of Antifa, according to his now-deleted Facebook page. Former Air Force. Apparently, he'd been on prescription antidepressants, and he walked into a church and basically opened fire on the people there. 26 dead, 20 wounded. And apparently, it wasn't a random act, according to the last press conference with Governor Greg Abbott. He had a connection to the church. Apparently, his wife was a member of that congregation. He himself was not a believer. Still waiting for the details, but basically, it's just out there, and it's another distraction so the media doesn't have to talk about Uranium Gate and Dossier Gate, let alone the meltdown that's going on over in Lebanon and Saudi Arabia and the Middle East in general. Needless to say, when the shooting first happened, the gun grabbers were out there saying, see, we've got to have more gun control. People are tired of hopes and wishes. They want gun control. Then it turned out the shooter was actually interrupted by somebody with a rifle. Somebody had his deer hunting rifle in his car. He got it, took a couple of shots at the shooter. The shooter then took off, and the neighbor with the rifle hopped into a truck, and they just chased this guy for like 95 miles an hour. So this was stopped by a citizen with a legally owned firearm, and everyone's saying, well, churches ought to have armed security. No, just arm the parishioners. Teach them how to shoot, and this problem will go away. But the gun control advocates are out there. They don't want you to know that this shooting was stopped before it got any worse than it already did by a citizen, a law-abiding citizen with a legally owned firearm. Now then, as I mentioned before, the shooter, Devin, was on prescription psychiatric medication. So, again, we need to look at that connection. And by the way, in a lot of states now, when you are applying for a gun permit, they will ask you a bunch of personal questions, including, are you on prescription psychiatric medication? And if you say yes, your permit is denied. So we don't know how this guy got the gun or whether he was even legally allowed to have it. So if that was the case, if he had it illegally, then gun laws aren't going to stop that problem. Now then, a lot of people are saying, how much worse would the Texas church shooting have been if an armed citizen had not stepped in? So Devin Kelly served in the Air Force, was apparently discharged. It wasn't dishonorable. It was a bad conduct discharge. Apparently, he was court-martialed for assaulting his own wife and his child. But in this article, it basically said that this guy, Kelly, would complain about his parents and medications during school because his parents had him on high doses of psych meds from 6th through 9th grade. So once again, we have a link between these mass shootings and these prescription psychiatric medications. Now, I have a friend over here who's in the Air Force and said at least when he enlisted, being on these medications was grounds for your enlistment to be rejected. Now, maybe they've lowered the standards because they can't get anybody to sign on up. but there's a lot of open questions about this guy. All right, this is all the time I'm going to spend on the Texas church shooting because, again, the corporate media, they're just totally obsessing about this. And if you want more about the blood and gore all over the pews, you can go to them. Meanwhile, as you know, Saturday was supposed to be the big Antifa civil war, the uprising that would remove Donald Trump and Michael Pence from the White House. And it was a complete and utter failure. This thing cratered. The live streaming video showed maybe a few dozen people here, a few dozen people there protesting Donald Trump. It was far from the huge riots coast to coast that they were predicting. Basically, it's an epic fail. And when you look at how much money they put in trying to get this thing going with full page ads in the New York Times, those go for $100,000 each. So somebody put a huge amount of money into this. And it was an epic fail. It was a fizzle. Now, a lot of people have tried to tie Antifa into this church shooting, which there is a linkage there because Antifa actually called for attacks on church, on churches this weekend. And whether that was a factor or not, we don't know. But I think it's time for the Smith Act to be enforced against Antifa. The Chapter 115, Treason, Sedition, and Subversive Activities, Section 2385, advocating the overthrow of the government, which is exactly what they said they were trying to do on Saturday. And the fact that they have completely failed does not mean they should not be prosecuted for this. All right, we're going to do a shout-out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network, and we're going to take a phone call from Jeff in St. Paul. Aloha, Jeff. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, hi. Over the weekend and this morning when I was accessing your webpage, it takes like three attempts to hit a link before you get the real story. You'll get a page that'll say product.msg, or you'll get coupons.com, and then the third time you hit it, then it'll go to like IntelliHub.
Well, I got some complaints about that. It's one of our advertisers who's now putting a panel over the entire web page, and I've contacted them, and they're saying it's one of their clients, and they're chasing it down. We've also had, especially this morning, very massive denial of service attacks. They actually succeeded in crashing my server at one point, and we had to restart it. And it's always it's spoofed IP, denial of service attacks, always targeting the articles on the Clinton crimes. The Clinton dead bodies list, the epic of Clinton mess, and Hillary the spy. That's a major article. That one is being targeted by the DOS operatives. They don't want those stories to get on out because as the public starts cluing in to Uraniumgate and Dossiergate, they're starting to look back and say, what else has this lady been up to? And we're trying to get that information out in the face of a corporate media that is absolutely dead set that they're going to wag Texas church shootings at you, even though the vast majority of us were not directly impacted by it. And they just do not want to cover what Hillary Clinton has been doing, because when it all comes on out, the corporate media will have been seen as an accessory for not reporting this information when the independent media had it all along.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Now, another development has happened over in Washington, D.C. In the U.S. District D.C. Criminal Court, 12 sealed indictments have shown up on the docket. So we don't know who the indictments are against. We don't know what is in them. They are sealed, and they could potentially stay sealed for a very, very long time. But apparently somebody somewhere is filing charges against people, and they don't want it to come on out, which tells me it's not Trump and his people, because the instant they have an indictment against Trump or any of his people, it's headline news. So these indictments are something very, very different. Now, a lot of people are looking at Donna Brazile's new book and the article she did in Politico, and the corporate media is actually out there flat out lying, trying to discredit this story and discredit Donna Brazile. But apparently it looks like Donna Brazile and at least part of the Democratic Party are now throwing Hillary Clinton under the bus. And people are asking, is more going to be coming? Because in the last few weeks, Hillary has been hit with three Watergate-level scandals. Uraniumgate, Dossiergate, Primarygate. Those are all, by themselves, every one of them is the equal of Watergate. And the Democrats may have just decided they can't have Hillary involved with them anymore. They got to get rid of her. She's going to drag them all down with her. Now, the Hillary camp is in utter chaos, and the backlash from all of this revelation looks like it might throw the key Virginia governor race to the GOP. And Donna Brazile is out there. She's being interviewed. She's saying, those telling me to shut up, I tell them, go to heck. I'm going to tell my story. And so she's out there standing her ground on this. There was an earlier report she was trying to backtrack. That turned out to be a hoax. And in that interview with Stephanopoulos, she made an interesting comment about, I know what it's like to bury a child, Seth Rich. And that's an interesting comment because one of the comments that she made when she was saying what she'd been going through was that after the death of Seth Rich, after Seth Rich was murdered, Donna Brazile feared for her own life. Now, you stop and think about that for a minute, because if the murder of Seth Rich makes Donna Brazile fear for her own life, then Donna Brazile knows for a fact Seth Rich's murder was not a random robbery gone wrong. So we get back to this idea that Seth Rich was the DNC leak, and he was killed for it. Now, a lot of people are already out there saying this is the end of the road for the Clintons. I wish I could be as optimistic, but they keep rising from the dead like Mr. and Mrs. Vampire. But apparently, U.S. journalist and author Lowell Ponte is saying that basically Hillary Clinton is politically dead. And he, too, is saying the Democratic Party is trying to detach themselves from Hillary and her scandals. Now, Sebastian Gorka is out there saying it's time to face facts. Hillary Clinton stole the nomination inside the DNC. The DNC was complicit. And with that dodgy Russian dossier, she tried to steal the election. Well, there was more than the dodgy dossier. Don't forget the massive election fraud all across the country. Something like 1,100 separate actionable cases have come to light so far, involving massive voting by illegal immigrants, people voting in multiple states, all kinds of fun and games going on. So, yeah, she stole the nomination and she tried to steal the election, and she still lost. Now, apparently, new documents released under the Freedom of Information Act are showing that the FBI was investigating the Uranium One scandal all the way back in 2015. So now the independent media are doing the job of the corporate media, and we're basically have uncovered Hillary Clinton's IT guy trying to strip Hillary's name from the emails. That's why she was so long in turning them over. They were running software on the server to delete her name from the emails that had to be turned over. And, of course, the corporate media is not reporting on any of this. Now, the FBI has started turning over to Senate investigators hundreds of pages of memos regarding the Bureau's probe into Hillary Clinton's private email server. And this could spell trouble for James Comey and Loretta Lynch, not to mention Hillary Clinton herself. Because the memos detail the process by which the FBI leadership, James Comey, came to decide that they were never going to charge Hillary Clinton no matter what they found. And remember that press conference where Comey came on out and he went down the laundry list of Title 18 felony violations committed by Hillary Clinton. And then he said, we're not recommending charges because she didn't mean to do wrong. And there are two problems with that. First of all, it's not the FBI's job to recommend charges or not. That's the Department of Justice. Second, if you've actually read Title 18, intent is not required. If you expose U.S. classified documents through negligence or carelessness, it's still a felony violation. And Comey just either was unfamiliar with Title 18 or he was just hoping that you were unfamiliar with Title 18. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Documents are showing that Senator John McCain was officially notified that uranium was being transferred to Russia back in 2015. And he passed it off to a congressional liaison rather than handle it as the ranking member of the Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee and the Investigations Committee. In other words, McCain was covering this up all the way back in 2015. And this story is continuing to spread. The Clinton Foundation was taking massive payoffs And they were, in exchange for those payoffs, promising publicly owned lands, included in privately owned lands like the Hammond Ranch, because the Hammond Ranch was sitting on top of some of that uranium. So they had to get the Hammonds off of there and seize the land. And that's what led to that whole Malheur Wildlife Refuge standoff. They were going for the uranium to send it to Russia. So the media is out there trying to find some way they can derail the revelations from Donna Brazile. And they're out there with this claim that the Clinton DNC agreement cited by Donna Brazile only applied to the general election, not the primary. In other words, there was no agreement for Hillary to come on in and take over control of the DNC during the primaries. It's an absolute falsehood. If you actually read the agreement, and it is out there publicly available, it's very obviously from even before the primary season began. Now, the second lie they put on out there is that Bernie Sanders signed the same agreement with the DNC that Hillary Clinton did. That, too, is a falsehood, because the agreement Sanders signed had nothing in there about helping the DNC out of its financial mess and having provisions allowing Sanders to decide who the DNC could hire and who they could not. It was not the same agreement. Now, they're trying to claim that Donna Brazile thought she had the authority to remove Clinton as the nominee. And this is also another lie. Basically, Donna Brazile was referencing a process in the DNC charter that allowed for the removal of a nominee who had become incapacitated. Remember how Hillary was having all these medical issues during the campaign, how she passed out at that one commemoration of 9/11? She was using a body double to fill in for her. It was a reasonable and prudent idea to say, maybe we need to change candidates because this one just doesn't have the stamina to go the distance here. And, of course, the other big lie out there is that all of these documents coming out of WikiLeaks and all the – they're all doctored. They're all altered to make us look bad. Well, the easiest way to prove that is to provide the original unaltered documents. That never happened. So the corporate media is still out there trying to protect the Hillary Clinton and the narcocracy. And the net result is, as we look around today, the United States is in a meltdown from all the corruption at all levels of government and corporate media and finance. The country is just not going to be able to hold together much longer. And Americans are getting angry. They don't want more apologies from the Democrats, or for that matter, the Republicans. They want arrests. They want indictments. They want jail sentences. Now, things are getting very violent out there. As you probably heard, Senator Rand Paul was attacked by his next-door neighbor, René Boucher, who was charged with fourth-degree assault. And apparently, Rand Paul has suffered 5 fractured ribs. So it was a brutal attack. And if you go back and you look at Antifa or Black Lives Matter or even Hillary's campaign, it's okay to use violence against people who don't agree with you. That has been the subtext of their message going all the way back to when Hillary lost that election. So it is spiraling out of control. And yes, I'm one of those people who want to see Hillary Clinton locked up in a prison cell. And I think, again, as I stated before, the legitimacy and credibility of the U.S. government is on the line here. So is that of the corporate media. If they continue to protect the narcocracy, they're only going to destroy themselves. It's been a painful process watching it over these last 23 years, ever since I got blacklisted out of Hollywood for reporting on the Vincent Foster affair. But it's time to bring this dark chapter of our nation's history to a conclusion. And that conclusion has to involve the guilty parties going to prison for very, very long amounts of time. I'm not convinced Hillary's out of politics. She keeps bouncing back time and again. We'll be right back after these commercials.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to go right to the telephones here. John in Phoenix. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I'm just thinking, if there is a God, he must have a curse on America or something. About the only politician that doesn't need to be thrown to the ground and get bones broken, guess what? Gets thrown to the ground and gets bones broken. It's unbelievable.
Unfortunately, in this day and age, it's very believable, and apparently the guy was just his neighbor, and we're constantly being given the message that this kind of violence is now acceptable, and of course that's a big lie. It's never acceptable. But we were seeing it right after the election with all the riots that were going on in these cities, many of which had voted for Hillary Clinton. They still got all their windows broken. But that's been building here for like 9 going on 10 months now, where this kind of violence, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, is now considered part of the social fabric. I sort of expected something like this was going to happen at some point.
Yeah, he's not racist or anything, cause even though they say he's Republican or whatever, but, I mean, he went down to Central America and gave people free eye surgery who couldn't afford it. I didn't see Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton doing that.
Well, you know, it's almost irrelevant. I mean, let's be honest here. I mean, Rand Paul, he's not quite his father's son, but he's doing a lot of good things. But violence against anybody in whether they're in politics or in the media is simply unacceptable in a mature republic.
All right. Well, thank you for your time, Mike. You have a good day.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go, and I certainly hope that Rand Paul is feeling better soon. But, you know, cracked ribs, that's painful. That is very, very painful. It's going to take a while to heal. All right, let's start talking about some of the stuff that the corporate media is not talking about because they're still obsessed with this church shooting down in Texas. Down in both Syria and Iraq, ISIS self-proclaimed caliphate is in its final days. It's in its death throes. It suffered a double blow in Syria and Iraq. And it's really only just a matter of time before they're just basically eradicated from the landscape. And we're seeing Syria, Iraq, and Russia, and Iran are doing a very, very good job of removing these foreign-sponsored terrorists, fighters, whatever you want to call them, from these territories. And the U.S. government, of course, is getting very upset. How dare you interfere with our pet terrorists, which we don't admit that we control them, but you shouldn't get in their way anyway. But there is an interesting article over here in Consortium News about how Israel and Saudi Arabia, they're going to have to adjust to the fact that they've lost their goals in Syria. Syria is going to remain under the control of the Syrian people and Bashar al-Assad. And the next thing that's going to happen is Syria is going to go down to the Golan and tell Israel, it's time for you to leave. This is not your land. It's not your oil. It's not your gas. You're not allowed to just come on in and steal this stuff from us. And, of course, Israel will try and start a conflict with Syria, and the U.S. will say, oh, we must help our friend in the Middle East against the evil Assad. And they'll be back in Syria. And we know they're planning on going back in Syria because, according to an article in Fars News, the United States has built yet another new military base in the regions that are under the control of the Syrian Democratic Forces to occupy Syrian territory. The U.S., if they can't conquer all of Syria, their next goal is to Balkanize it and grab the oil-rich regions for a new U.S. puppet regime, and we'll let Assad have the rest of it. It's not worth anything anyway. Now, as you know, both the U.S. and Israel are demanding that Iran get out of Syria. You have no business there. Well, actually, Iran is there at the request of the government of Syria, the same as Russia. It is Israel and the United States that have no business in Syria. They don't have Syria's permission to be there. They don't have a United Nations mandate. There's no congressional declaration of war against Syria. And Iran has come on out and said they will stand by post-war Syria. That they're going to come on in and help with the rebuilding, which means they're going to make the money off the rebuilding of Syria. Up in Afghanistan, apparently more U.S. airstrikes have killed scores of civilians in the northern Afghan province of Kunduz. And again, the U.S. government, the U.S. military, just aren't being very careful about their targets. They dismiss it all as collateral damage. It's collateral damage. Don't think of them as people and women and children and cats and dogs. It's just collateral damage, and that makes it palatable. No, it doesn't. We'll be back after these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I'm getting an update on Rand Paul's condition, courtesy of Mike in our control room. Apparently, along with the cracked ribs, he suffered a punctured lung. And apparently he is in serious condition. And so this guy who attacked him, his neighbor, I hope they put him away for a long time. Because in the United States of America, you have a right to peacefully assemble and petition for redress of grievances. You have a right to speak your mind. The instant you engage in violence, you've gone over that line of a right into outright criminal behavior. Whether it's this neighbor, whether it's Antifa, Black Lives Matter, you do not have a constitutional right to riot and cause violence and fear. Story that we just put up here on the website. Apparently, an early draft of former FBI Director James Comey's statement closing out the Hillary Clinton email case did mention Hillary had been grossly negligent in handling classified information. That was taken out in the final draft, and that tells us James Comey knew that intent was not required under Title 18. He just assumed you were all too dumb, that you wouldn't know. Boy, was he wrong about that one. Let's grab ourselves a phone call from Benedict in Iceland. Aloha, Benedict. Welcome to the show. How's Bartabunga doing? Is that thing kicking off, or is it going to quiet down?
Thank you for taking my call. No, Bartabunga is quiet at the moment,
good.
But there are some earthquakes in Iceland. The reason I'm phoning is I used to fly a private aircraft, a person called Kamal Adam. The registration is Hotel Zulu Kilo Alpha 1.
Yes.
And Hotel Zulu Kilo Alpha 4, you can look it up on YouTube and who was the owner. On that aircraft was the Hariri, who was then young man. And the man who was killed now, they were also on board the aircraft at the same time.
Yes.
The father of Hariri were also flying with me. And the Kamal Adam had a construction company in Saudi Arabia. He was also the guy who brokered the deal between the Israel and Egypt. And Kamal Adam also stopped Bush to go into Iraq in the Gulf War. He was that powerful.
Yes.
And he was also the founder of BCCI Bank.
Aha, okay.
So you're seeing where it all goes. And
yes.
BCCI Bank was taken down because the British did not get enough military orders. That's why the British government decided to take the bank down. But now the Luxembourg government has a big problem. Over 90% of the things in the bank has been recuperated. So it was not bankruptcy. And this bank was, when a government made an order for a military purchase, the government needed somebody to finance it until the money came, you know, from the treasury.
Yes.
This bank, BCCI Bank, financed the government, the hardware buying. So you can see
okay.
how big a bank it was. If everybody had to, you know, who were buying arms, wherever it was, they went to BCCI Bank for financing the arms.
Yes.
Until it got delivered. And you also had mentioned before about the Yom Kippur War.
Yes.
You were right about it. Kamal Adam said that there was a phone call from Brezhnev to Nixon that he would finish the problem of Israel. He was going to nuke it. And Nixon said, stop, I have to find out why. And Brezhnev told him, the reason is this. You have transferred so much weapons from Germany to Israel that the East Germans are starting their tanks. And Brezhnev said, I cannot stop the East Germans. They're maybe going to take West Germany. And that's how Yom Kippur War was stopped.
Okay.
It was East Germans. So Nixon sent an aircraft to check the status of the Israel army. And then he phoned Golda Meir and told her to take the army back over Suez. They didn't take it, so a satellite took a photo and confirmed that they had not done it. And then Nixon phoned again and said, I'm not going to go to World War III. I will nuke Israel myself. And that's when everything stopped. But after that, Kamal Adam went and made a peace agreement between Egypt and Israel. And in that peace agreement, it's a lot of money paid to Egypt and Israel. But on top of that, Kamal Adam made agreement to take 10,000 Egyptians and transfer them to the school system of Saudi Arabia to teach the women to read and write, because the Queen of Saudi Arabia was his half-sister, mother of the guy who got killed. So you see how it is all connected.
Yes.
And I don't know what is happening, why they wanted to this guy, because I don't think he was involved in anything. I know.
Well, we don't really know. We're coming up on Saudi Arabia in the talking points here, and we're going to go over what we do know and what is speculation. But obviously, the situation is very dynamic right now, officially, what's going on in Saudi Arabia is supposed to be arrests for corruption, but it does have all the hallmarks of being a purge to consolidate power. Now, whether this airplane with all of these high-ranking Saudis on it was sabotaged or shot down, or if it's just one of those every once in a while they happen for real plane crashes, we don't know yet. But it's very obvious that the political landscape in the Middle East is changing dynamically right now. The Saudi-backed Prime Minister of Lebanon has just stepped down. And Hezbollah is cheering this as a victory. They want to get somebody who's prime minister of Lebanon, who's going to be thinking about the people of Lebanon rather than the Saudi interests in the region. So Saudi Arabia may be flexing its muscle and saying it's time for Saudi Arabia to be the controlling power in the region, which inevitably is going to bring them into direct conflict with Israel.
Yeah, I always thought that was not going to be the case. I always thought that Saudi Arabia and Israel will always be together. But it seems to be something is happening.
Yeah, it does. It does feel like Crown Prince Salman is pulling away from not just Israel, but from the United States as well.
So then it's going to be a... I don't know.
It's going to be a mess. It's going to be a mess. There's no question about it. The whole Middle East is about to go up in flames.
I agree with you there. And I've seen also your article about the weather. Keep them up, because the weather here in Iceland is getting really funny.
Iceland's a beautiful place. I've never been there. I'd love to visit, but of course not when the volcano's erupting. Anyway, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go here and get on back to the news here. Now, the U.S. is now boosting Special Operation Forces presence at Russia's border. And basically, it is signaling the U.S. is developing a capability to deliver rapid, deep strikes into Russia territory. So, remind me again why Russia's being the aggressor here. You don't see Russian Spetsnaz on the northern side of our border with Canada or the southern side of our border with Mexico getting ready to just launch attacks into our territory, right? Just keep that in mind every time you hear Russian aggression. So let's talk about what's going on in Saudi Arabia. There have been 11 royals, 11 members of the royal family have been arrested along with four government ministers, all supposedly for corruption. And interestingly enough, all of these people were tied into Hillary Clinton and Podesta and the Clinton Foundation. So it may genuinely be the start of an anti-corruption purge within their country. Certainly it's going to consolidate power for Crown Prince Salman as he gets ready to assume the throne. And, of course, we have these eight high-ranking Saudi officials and Prince bin Mugrin were in a helicopter that crashed near the Yemen border. They were apparently taking a look at what's going on with the war in Yemen, and the helicopters crashed. No word if it was shot at or mechanical breakdown or what. But the Saudi Prince Abdul Aziz bin Fahd, was killed during a firefight when the Saudi government forces went to arrest him. His own security detail got into a firefight with those forces, and the prince was killed as well. So it's an ugly situation over there. These are some of the world's richest men who are now being arrested, and they're all claiming it's unfair, and they're you know, threatening all kinds of consequences. Now, the other wild card out there is this missile launch that came from Yemen that got near the Riyadh airport. And Saudi Arabia is saying that Iran is responsible for this, and it's can be considered an act of war. Now, that's a bit of a stretch. That's like saying that if, let's say, Israel is attacking Lebanon with U.S.-supplied weapons, and Lebanon says the U.S. has carried out an act of war against them. And an argument could be made for U.S. government culpability. But the way they're trying to spin this missile attack from Yemen, who is currently in a state of war with Saudi Arabia and has every right to fight back, but they're trying to put it over to Iran. And Saudi Arabia is now saying they reserve the right to respond to Iran's hostile actions. There have been no hostile actions. The hostile action came from Yemen. But what it looks like is the U.S. government, just as they use Saudi Arabia as a proxy to go to war against Yemen.
And we hit about 95 going down 530.
Okay. It looks like the U.S. government is using Saudi Arabia to start the war with Iran. I mean, they're putting pedal to the metal on all of this. They've got to get all these wars going before the U.S. economy collapses so that they've got somebody or something to blame it on. Meanwhile, Saudi forces have now closed all air, sea, and land access to Yemen. It's a total blockade. And they're using it to starve the people of Yemen, which is a war crime. Now, one article is out here in Blacklisted News saying that the Saudi purges aren't about corruption. They're about economic compliance. And maybe that's an overlapping agenda. But again, the situation is very complex and it's very fluid. Now, something that should be of concern, because it's looking to me like the Middle East could literally explode. And underscoring that, Israel has just begun the largest ever aerial military drill. Air forces from 9 different countries with about 50 aircraft are now starting to drill in the most southern region of Israel using Ovda Air Base in Israel, which is down near the Golan. They've got teams from India, the United States, Greece, Poland, France, Italy, and Germany will be flying over 300 sorties simulating a real war. So they're definitely cranking up. They know there's going to be a regional war. Now, getting on over to North Korea, tensions are definitely heating up. And what's really alarming people is that we have the U.S. now saying they might strike at North Korea if there's an imminent threat of a nuclear attack from North Korea. Well, the U.S. could go ahead and attack North Korea. Where would be the evidence that there was an imminent threat being responded to, especially after all the lies about Saddam's nuclear weapons and Assad's sarin gas and everything? Once again, the U.S. Government is just taking the attitude of, just take our word for it. There was an imminent threat, really. We had to do this. We wouldn't lie to you. We're the U.S. government. What's really alarming, and I made this point before when they were talking about a decap strike into North Korea, there's no guarantee they would get all the ballistic missiles. There's no guarantee they would get all the nukes. By now, I'm sure Kim Jong-un has dispersed them all across the country into very good hiding places. And now the latest report coming out of the Pentagon is saying that the only way they can go into North Korea and guarantee the end of the nuclear program and the ballistic missile program is a ground invasion. And the numbers are startling. Even Senator Dianne Feinstein was saying it's a bleak assessment, looking at how many people are going to be killed and crippled in a ground invasion of North Korea. Now, Viktor Bondarev, the head of the Russian Upper House's Defense and Security Committee, has outlined in an interview with Sputnik that the best way to contain growing U.S. aggression is to start establishing more Russian bases in places like Cuba and Vietnam. Now, remember back when Obama started normalizing relations with Cuba, and I said it was one of the smartest things he'd done, one of the few things he'd done I agreed with, because if we made friends with Cuba and Cuba was now doing commerce with the United States, then Cuba would be removed as a potential Russian base in the event of an escalating war. And so Donald Trump comes into office. His advisors say, no, 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 we've got to punish Cuba. You know, for we've been punishing them for almost a half a century here, and we've got to go on punishing them until they will do what we tell them to do. And they have now created a repeat of the situation in which Cuba was forced to turn to the Soviet Union following the U.S. blockade. And now it's all being repeated again. Trump is getting bad advice from his people. They come up with an idea, it sounds good, they go with it. Nobody is doing a careful analysis all the way through of what might actually be the downside of all of this. Everyone's thinking it's going to be win-win. No, this is headed for lose-lose. But it may be that the U.S. government just feels that they're totally trapped. They can't stop the war agenda. They quit and turn around, the economy's going to collapse. So they're going to keep on going forward until either the nation is destroyed, or maybe they're just praying for a miracle that somehow they will still prevail. I don't think they can. We're going to take another break here for commercials. Back with the economic news after these few words.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And getting on back to the news here. We're going to talk about the economic news here. A lot of troubling indicators. And like I said, I think what's going on here is the U.S. government understands they cannot hold this illusion of a healthy economy together much longer. And if the economy implodes and they don't have somebody to blame it on, the American people are going to point the finger of blame justifiably at Wall Street and Washington, D.C. So the idea is to get the wars going and saying, oh, well, yes, you're all going hungry and you're suffering and everything, but it's all the fault of those gosh darn Iranians and the Russians and the Chinese. And if they hadn't challenged the dollar with the ruble and the yuan, everything would be just fine. No, it wouldn't. Private central banking is a Ponzi scheme. It's a pyramid. And sooner or later, it's going to crash. So that's why they're in a rush to get all of this stuff going. Now, PBOC's Zhao is warning of sudden, complex, hidden, contagious, hazardous risk in the global markets. This is out of the Chinese Central Bank. Their governor has penned this lengthy article saying that there are some hidden dangers there, even as the overall health of the financial system appears good. It really isn't. Now, again, the U.S. foreign policy toward China seems somewhat schizophrenic, because on the one hand, they're approaching China to try and rein in and control North Korea, and on the other hand, they're still butting heads with the Chinese over the islands in the South China Sea, and now there is the trade war issue, because part of Donald Trump's campaign promises on the campaign was to be tough on Chinese imports. And so the U.S. has just increased anti-dumping duties on Chinese aluminum foil. And that, of course, is going to upset the Chinese as well. So, again, it's almost like we have a whole bunch of individuals setting these policies in motion, and they're not coordinating. And, of course, where they should coordinate is through that Oval Office. All right, let's take another phone call here. Paul in Toronto, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Doing okay.
Some questions. Back about 6-8 weeks ago, I decided to put into Google North Korea nuclear weapons proof or nuclear bomb proof. I had 18 pages returned to me. I expected about 18,000, not 18. I ended up going through every page that they kicked up, like the 180 pages or whatever. I could not find definitive proof that they actually have a weapon. There's a lot of hearsay that they do, but I can't find it anywhere. Have you found anything that says definitively they have a weapon?
Well, North Korea has been testing nuclear weapons.
Can you prove it? That's what I'm saying. Like, you would think this tunnel collapse, there's got to be some isotopes or something's going to come floating out the front door on that one.
There are leaking isotopes out of the mountain even without the tunnel collapse, and every time there's one of these tests, surveillance planes from other countries go on overhead with their little sniffers to pick up the isotopes. So
well,
Generally that information is not made public. Anyway, we got to take a station break. Thank you for the phone call, Paul, and we'll be right back.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.